I just want to read a scripture, a passage from Romans 8, chapter 8, starting with verse 11. That's on the page 1357 in our Bible. And I'll start to read Romans 8, verse 11. If the spirit of him that has raised up Jesus from among the dead dwell in you, he that has raised up Christ from among the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies also on account of his spirit which dwells in you. So then, brethren, we are debtor not to the flesh to live according to flesh, for if ye live according to flesh, ye are about to die. But if by the Spirit ye put the death of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For ye have not received a spirit of bondage again for fear, but ye have received a spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and Christ joined heirs. If indeed we suffer with him, that we might also be glorified with him. And verse 18, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory of the to be revealed to us. Amen. I was thinking to read this scripture. Even though it is quite much here to dig in or to dive in, but it is very, very interesting scripture, and it is very powerful scripture. As it starts here and says, if the Holy Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Now, you might know me now that most of the time I put questions. Because I learn from the children, you know. Children, when they are very little one, they are increasing in knowledge by asking. And the most, you might say, the most annoying question, it might be, why? Why is that so? Why is this so? And the second one will be, how? How is that so? How shall I do this? So, when I'm reading the Bible, when I read the scripture, mainly when I'm trying to understand what God is telling me, I ask the scripture. And scripture respond to me back with the scripture. That's very interesting, yes? So, the first question it came in my mind when I read Romans chapter 8, it says, if the spirit of the of him that has raised Jesus, and it is with a question mark, if it is not doubting, but it is questioning, yes, asking me, do you have that thing what rose Lord Jesus Christ from death? And what is that thing? It is the Spirit of God. And now, it is a very encouraging thing now, because if we check our life, if we see, well, when I believe on Lord Jesus Christ, I was born again, yes? That's without doubting. I was born again in his family. Why? Because the COB, yes, certificate of birth, it is in John chapter 1, verse 12. And those who believe on Lord Jesus Christ gave them the right to become the child of God, the children of God, yes? So that's the certificate, birth certificate, Christian birth certificate. Somebody told me that, I don't know from me, but one brother, long time ago, I think I was 23 years old, he asked me, do you have the Christian birth certificate? I said, I need to ask my mom where she put it. No, I'm not speaking about that. From the Bible, the spiritual one. And I rose my shoulder up and I said, I don't know. And he said, read in this chapter. John chapter 1, verse 12. That's your birth certificate. And for everyone, it's the same birth certificate. Well, in John 3, it is very nice explanation how we are going to be born again. From the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, and that's when Lord Jesus Christ spoke with Nicodemus in that very late night. So because you believed on Lord Jesus Christ and you asked Him to come in your life and you believed on Him, as I said, you asked Him to reign in your life, you are born again because of the Holy Spirit. That means I have or you have the Holy Spirit. Why I spoke so much about this? Because I wanted to make sure you have and you are. It is clear in our mind that we have the Holy Spirit, each and everyone who is born again. And now the scripture says, we are coming back to Romans 8, if the Spirit of Him, this means because the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, no, this means the Spirit of God, because he says, if the Spirit of Him that has raised Jesus from the dead, this means Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by God because of the Holy Spirit. And now he wants to tell us the same thing. If the Spirit of Him that has raised up Jesus from among the dead dwell in you. Well, here it is a good question. Does the Holy Spirit dwell in me? What does it mean to dwell in my life? Do I put Him just in the small corner? Is He comfortable in my life? Does He dwell in me? Or it is just a visitor? Is He just come and go? Or do I welcome Him and I say, don't go away, stay with me? There are many, many things about the Holy Spirit we have no time to go in. But let's say that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. That's a great, wonderful, and very, very precious... I forgot the word. Encouragement, yes. Encouragement. Sorry about that. It is a great encouragement. Now, because I know I was born by the Holy Spirit, and because I know He dwells in me, look what the scripture tells me. It says, if the Spirit of Him that has raised up Jesus from among the dead dwelt in you, He, it is not me, it is not because of me, it is He. Yes, that means God that has raised up Christ from among the dead shall quicken your mortal body. This means will wake up your body. Even though I'm going to die, I know and I put my trust in Him and I have a great, wonderful, magnificent example. Lord Jesus Christ, He was there for 3 days. And when they went to the tomb to see and to anoint His body, because the women had no time to do that because of the Sabbath day and many other things, when they went there, the body of Lord Jesus Christ wasn't there. Why? Because the Spirit of God raise him from the dead. Now, that give me a great encouragement, and I shall not fear. We spoke two weeks ago, yes? We have the joy of the Lord, and Estelle just reminded me after that, the joy of the Lord, it is my strength. Yes, it is, because that's a great joy. We don't look to the empty tomb, just, well, I'm going there, and I don't know what is after that. No, we look beyond the grave, we look beyond that dead body, yes? Why? Because I know the Spirit of God who quickened the body of Lord Jesus Christ and rose Him the third day will do the same with me and with you. If we have that Holy Spirit within us. And I just show that we have that Spirit within us. Because we are born again. Well, we will go a little bit farther. I don't know if I have enough time to finish all these texts, these verses. But it says so. It is a small thing here that we need to notice. So then, this comes into one conclusion. So, and put your name over there. Put your name over there. Daniel, Adrian, I dare to take Adrian's name, yes? So then, Daniel, or whatever name you have, we are debtor not to the flesh. We are debtor not to the flesh. This means we shouldn't give anything to the flesh from now away. We should not live by the flesh. Yes? Because he says here, so then, brethren, we are debtor not to the flesh to live according to flesh. For this is a warning. This is a great, great warning, my dear friend. It says, for if ye live according to flesh, ye are about to die. But if by the Spirit, and now comes again in equation, the Spirit of the Lord. Because you might say, yeah, but God is holy. And many people say, who can reach that holiness? Who can live according to His will? It's not my problem. The only thing, my problem, it is, let the Holy Spirit do the work in your life. Let Him to make that make that work and to make you holy for Him. It is just obeying God, listening, and letting your body to be led by the Holy Spirit, to be worked by the Holy Spirit. Like a sculpture, when they try to make an image or anything else in wood, in stones, that's the Holy Spirit working in me and working in you. Just let Him. Sometimes we pray, and Lord Jesus said, oh, you don't know to pray. Because when the Holy Spirit tried to work in my life, I will bow down and I say, oh, Lord Jesus, can you take this pain away? But did you ask, is that pain the work of the Holy Spirit? Oh, Lord Jesus, please take this problem away. No. Look from another angle. Is this problem just to try to make me much holy? Making me to don't live according to the flesh? If I will make that search my heart, oh God, and see if I'm on the right path. Because sometimes, maybe because we are too much in a hurry, maybe because we don't pay attention, well, I'm speaking about me. And I don't want to speak about anyone. You can speak in your place. I might go a little bit away from the way that God want me to go. So God has to work in my life. So God may want to work in your life. Sometimes it's not so easy. Because this flesh has demands. Don't like too much trouble. We like to stay in a comfort zone. Sometimes we need to jump out from the comfort zone and go and work for God. Well, anyway, we are going further. It says here, by the Spirit, he put to death the deeds of the body. So if you struggle with something in your life, if you have any problem that you struggle, I don't know, how can I say it? Temptation, addiction. People are addicted. I found myself addicted to phone so many times, and I said, I want to take a 3 days break. I couldn't take 3 days. It was too much for me. So at least a few hours in a day. That's addiction. Just switch the phone off for 1 hour. Can you do that? You save the battery, at least. And you save your life much more. So any single thing in my life that I see, it will distract me from God, from the holiness of God, speak with the Holy Spirit. It is His work to do in your life. But it is your agreement that you are giving to Him. If you don't give Him the agreement, He's not going to force. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, He says, "Behold, I stay at the door and knock. If anyone will hear my voice and open the door," you might hear God's voice, you might hear the Holy Spirit voice, hey, you are going on the wrong way. Oh, I don't mind, I'm going there. But if you hear His voice and you open the door to Him, He will enter in and He will dine with you. He wants to stay on the table and share the time with you. So it is for me, it is my responsibility and it is your responsibility to ask the Holy Spirit, come, I see this distract me too much. Please help me to get rid of this. And he says, by the Spirit, he put to death the deeds of the body. He shall live. That brings life in your body. That brings life eternal, maybe later on. And he says, further on, he says here, I need to find, I lose the track of it. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are, can you hear this? Because, it says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. My dear friend, letting the Holy Spirit to lead you in your life, that's a consequence. That's proof that you are the son of God. You are a child of Almighty God. That's wonderful. Many people want to be the child of God. And many people pretend. I just heard someone saying that in the United States, everyone will say, I'm a child of God. Because I'm a Christian, because I'm going to church, because I listen some teaching online. But are you letting the Holy Spirit to lead you in your life? That's the key. When you let the Holy Spirit to lead you in every single aspect of your life, that proves that you are the child of God. And then he says here, for ye have not received a spirit of bondage, again for fear. Wow. You know, this is my third preaching, prepared for this evening. I left two aside. One of them, it was, get ready to meet your God. But I didn't want to preach that after all, because I thought it is so much careless here in this world at this time with pandemic and lockdown, and so many people are dying because of COVID and many other illness. I said, if my preaching will be get ready, it might scare someone. And I don't want to scare you. I want to encourage you. But my friend, one day we are going to meet God. And that won't bring fear in your life. You will be so glad. You won't be afraid to die, or you won't be afraid to meet God. Because he says here, for ye have not received a spirit of bondage, so to be tied with anything in my life. And then he says, And also not speak of fear. Lord Jesus Christ want to take the fear away in your life. I was speaking 2 weeks ago about the fear, and I want to emphasize, don't be afraid. You remember what words Lord Jesus Christ spoke to the disciples the first time when He rose again, and He went in after they were afraid and they were with the closing doors, locked inside. When Lord Jesus Christ appeared, what was the first words He said? Fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid. He is alive. He is for you. He wants to give you joy abounded. He wants to make you happy. He wants to see, because we have the children of God, I have 4 kids. I have 4 children. And I want to see them happy. I want to see them smiling. Much more if you, that you are, how Lord Jesus Christ said, if your child will ask you a bread, will you give him a snake? No way. No way. You want to make your child happy. Much more our God, our Father in heaven, want to see you smiling and jumping around of joy. That's the way Lord Jesus Christ want to see you. And even though I will go through the valley of death, I will have no fear. Why? Because Thou art with me. Lord Jesus Christ, it is with you. He went that pathway. He went, but He came back as a winner, as an overcomer. So I will go with somebody who knows everything. That's the joy that it gives me. That's the encouragement. And I want you to take that for yourself. Be encouraged, because He gave you a spirit of adoption, and that whereby He made you cry, Abba. This means daddy in Hebrew language, or father in English language, or say in any language you want to say, He is your father. But you need to realize that. Don't be afraid. Go and jump in His arms. Like a child go to his father. You remember the prodigal son. When he came back, said, I'm not worthy to be received as even like the laborers. No. His father ran before him. And how he says there? He says that he kissed him very much.
Covered him with kisses.
Covered. Thank you, brother. Covered. My dear friend, when I'm thinking, cover him with kisses. He didn't just kiss him, oh, how are you, Lord? You're dirty, you're filthy. No, he didn't look to the stage that he was in. He just covered him with kisses. That's God's love. That's Father's love. He wants to cover you with kisses. How do you feel about that? May God help us to take all this in. The Spirit itself, my dear friend, another thing, it is not you, it is not me, it is not the leader of the meeting or the church or whatever. It is the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit. Because you know what? Sometimes I might go through the deep waters, to the dark, deep valleys, and I might think twice. If my life, it is the way that God wants. At that time, the Spirit comes and elevates you. How He elevates you? He confesses, He bears witness. He tells you, you are the Son of God. Mm-hmm. You are the child of Almighty God. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't lose your courage. Don't lose your faith. He is coming in your life. You just give a listen. You just talk and listen to Him. That's the Holy Spirit it is doing. It's not me, it's not you, it's not other people, but the Holy Spirit, and we know that. Well, it says here that we are children of God. It says the second time, so you know when it says the 2 times in the Bible, that's for sure. And if children, or maybe put in another way, And because children, because you are a child of God, it's not that just so it is a name. Yeah, even though, just to name me the child of God, I would be satisfied. That would be enough for me. I wouldn't need anything. But no, my dear friend, God wants to come with something much loaded. You don't realize what He is about. Look what He says here. And if children, heirs also, and heirs we of God. You are not the heirs of anyone just from this earth, but you are heir of God. I don't know if I can explain with my poor English language what that means, by whom I understand a little bit much more, because I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal to you, you are heir of God. And look what He says here. Not just heir of God, but Christ joined heirs. Do you know what that means? He paid for you on that cross. He took the load on Him. He took the punishment on His shoulder. He died and paid for you and for me. And He rose again the third day. But before He went that way, look what He said in John chapter 17. If you open with me the Bible, just bear a few minutes more with me, please. John 17, on my page, it is 1294. 1294. My dear friend, this is, wow, beyond our imagination, beyond our thoughts. I can't fully explain this. It says in verse 22, it says, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. The glory that God gave to the Son, He gave to you and to me. He wants to share that glory that He had before the earth foundation, He wants to share with you. I don't know if you realize what that means, but I'll tell you just something else. All people from the Old Testament will be also citizens of heaven, and they will be on the table with you. But you are the bride of Lord Jesus Christ. You and me, we will be the bride of Lord Jesus Christ. That means we will stay on the right hand of Lord Jesus Christ. This means that we will be on the right hand of the Father. You know why? Because Lord Jesus Christ will stay on the right hand of the Father. So it is the Father, and then it is the Son, and you will be there with me at the right hand of Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the place of the bride. And everyone, Abraham, Isaac, David, you name it, they will look at you and they will see, wow, they are the bride. They are the bride. You will be at the right hand of Lord Jesus Christ. And look what it says in verse 24. Father, as to those whom thou hast given me, I desire. That's Lord Jesus Christ's desire. It's not my desire. It's not that I demand. It is Lord Jesus Christ's desire. Look what it says here. I desire that where I am, they also might be with me. You know what that means? This means that where Lord Jesus Christ stands, you will stay also. If that's not enough, just think about that. What is to be heir joining with Lord Jesus Christ? Because I'll repeat this and then I will try to finish. It says, and if children, heir also, heirs of God, and, so it is added this, Christ joined heir. You didn't die on that cross. You didn't pay for your penalty. You didn't pay for your sins. I didn't pay either. But He wants to join that that glory that he had before the earth foundation.
And everyone will bow down before him, and everyone will glorify him, and everyone will give him worship, and everyone will be prosaic to his feet. Everyone will stay before Lord Jesus Christ. This means he wants to give you that glory, to share that glory with you. I'm going to finish now. He says, if indeed, well, it is with a small condition here, if indeed we suffer with him that we might also be...
Well, you notice what is written in your Bible?
He says, we might also be glorified with him.
Do you think I'm worthy of that?
No way.
I'm not worthy of that. I don't know if you consider yourself worthy. But I'm not worthy to be glorified with Lord Jesus Christ because I didn't die with him on the cross. I didn't live that holy life like he lived on this earth. I didn't glorify God the Father. I didn't listen to the Father as how he listened to the Father. But he, because he loves you that much, he wants to share that glory with you, that you might be glorified with him. Now you may understand, and you might think twice, even thrice, when a temptation comes along, what do you choose? A short span life in this world, in a worldish way, or forever glorified with Lord Jesus Christ? And that's because he died for you and for me. We are not worthy. I'm not worthy. That's why I bow before him. That's why I give him homage. That's why I want to live a life worthy for this. That's why I want to let the Holy Spirit to lead me into this wonderful, beautiful, joyful life.
And then I will finish with verse 18. For I reckon, that's Paul says, and we know how much Paul suffered. After he became a Christian, he was more in prison than outside. Yeah? But he said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy. What?
Paul, do you want to say that the pandemic time is not worthy for what is coming? Yes! The lockdown, it is not worthy to stay all day in the house and do this and do that, scare about this. Yes! That's Paul what says. It is for you and me this time. Don't worry. It is not worthy to be compared with the glory that it is to come.
For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed to us.
Well, I can't say anything because the time it is running. But I want to pray to God to help you to understand how precious you are before him. How much he loves you. That he wants to share that glory. And we saw just a few times in this small passage, in this small scripture, how many times you are the child of God because you are born by the Holy Spirit. You let the Holy Spirit work in your life. You, by the Holy Spirit, you make the work of flesh to die and you are going to be alive. You are going to live. And because of that, you are heir with God. And you are heir with Lord Jesus Christ. You are united with Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us to understand all these things for his name's sake. Amen.
Amen.